I don't care for such roses as this, cried Marigold. It has no smell, and the hard petals prick my nose. The child now sat down to table, but was so occupied with her grief for the blighted roses that she did not even notice the wonderful change of her china bowl. Perhaps this was all the better. Midas, meanwhile, had poured out a cup of coffee, and as a matter of course, the coffee pot, whatever metal it may have been when he took it up, was gold when he set it down. He began to be puzzled with the difficulty of keeping his treasure safe. The cupboard and the kitchen would no longer be a safe place for articles so valuable as golden bowls and coffee pots. Amid these thoughts, he lifted a spoonful of coffee to his lips, and sipping it, was astonished to find that it became molten gold, and the next moment hardened into a lump.
"Ha!"
exclaimed Midas, rather terrified.
"What is the matter, father?"
asked little Marigold, gazing at him with tears still standing in her eyes.
Nothing, child, nothing," said Midas.
"Eat your bread and milk before it gets quite cold."